Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Aunt Yu's Prayer Answered in a Different Way That She Never Expected," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on May 26, 2023. Since I was little, my family, which has believed in Christianity for decades, hoped that I would follow in their footsteps, particularly my father's sister-in-law, whom we called Grand Aunt. She graduated from Tianjin's Theological Seminary prior to the takeover of the Chinese Communist Party and has been an elder of the local Christian church. Although I respected them, I was never fully convinced. When I read Zhuan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, I decided that this was the only choice I had been waiting for and searching for. From that moment on, I walked solidly on the path of Falun Dafa practice. Although I have been through trials and tribulations, I am tenacious and forge ahead. After hearing that I practice Falun Dafa, Grand Aunt said, "I always knew that he was a child of God." Grand Aunt has a daughter-in-law. We called her Aunt Yu, and she is in her 80s. She became a devout Christian in her 30s under the guidance of Grand Aunt. Her husband, Grand Aunt's son, taught at a famous local school. They took good care of me when I was young. I am grateful for their care, and we were very close. I often visited them during holidays and told them basic information about Dafa and the persecution. They both understood the facts and also quit the Chinese Communist Party and related organizations. Part 1. Aunt Yu's Dilemma. After Aunt Yu's husband passed away, she was depressed and her health deteriorated. She had been unable to take care of herself since last winter and relied on her sons to deliver food. I realized the seriousness of her condition. We have always been very close, and I am one of her most trusted people. When I went to visit her, Aunt Yu told me a secret that she had kept for decades. Aunt Yu said, "This happened more than 50 years ago. My husband was persecuted during the Cultural Revolution. He would only receive 20 yuan a month, which was just enough to cover our own living cost. By then, I was still breastfeeding my son. We had no money, and our lives were at stake. In order to save our lives, my parents gave us all of their savings, 400 silver dollars. In today's money, this would equal about 600 to 700 yuan. But at that time, a silver dollar could only be exchanged for a maximum of 2 yuan. Although I was very reluctant to spend that kind of money, our lives depended on it. For several years, I had no choice but to use up all the silver dollars in a piecemeal manner. Besides my parents and my husband, it is a secret, and most of those who knew it are no longer alive. But not long ago, my sister suddenly asked me about my parents' savings. I am a Christian, and I cannot lie. So I told her the truth and asked her for her understanding and forgiveness. I didn't expect that my sister would get so furious that she scolded me ferociously. She demanded that I return half of it to her, meaning 300,000 yuan. No matter how much I explained that the money had been used up in difficult times, she just wouldn't listen to me. Every day, she called me and threatened to come and settle the score with me. She threatened to fight with me with her life. She is now in her 70s and her health is not good. If she gets sick, my sin will be even greater. I thought that I could pay her with my late husband's savings. But then my daughter-in-law had a serious illness and she was in a critical condition. They took the money to pay for her medical cost without asking me. On the other hand, my two sons and their wives all knew about the silver dollars, and both of them suspected that I had given them to my other son. They had fierce conflicts themselves, and there is no way for me to explain this to anyone. Maybe I committed sins in my past lives, and now it's time to pay. I felt awful, and my legs hurt so much that I could not walk. My shoulders were frozen and hurt a lot. I could not cook or do any household chores. I could not sleep. I saw no hope. Even though I pray and repent daily, I do not think my Lord is there anymore. I just hope to reunite with my husband soon. Aunt Hugh's face was covered with tears. Part 2. Prayer Answered. After hearing Aunt Hugh's story, I felt deep empathy for her dilemma. For a Chinese farmer today, this amount of money can be considered astronomical. Not to mention an older woman in her 80s, even a young man in the prime of his life would not be able to accumulate so much savings after working hard all his life. I comforted Aunt Yu. It's truly kind of you to have the wish to compensate your sister, but in reality, I'm afraid you can't do it. It's reasonable for you to receive financial support from your parents in difficult times, and as far as I know, you took care of your parents in the later years, and your sister didn't do much. I think this can count as your repayment to your parents. You should let it go. Blaming yourself or feeling guilty won't do you any good. I went on to say, you are a person of faith. You should not be affected by secular people's negativism. You can still ask your sister for her understanding and forgiveness. But I think the root cause of this situation might be the result of karmic entanglement of past lives. It is difficult to find a perfect solution for such a thing. If you trust me, whenever you have time, sincerely recite Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Dafa's master is compassionate to all beings and has boundless power. He will help kind people to solve their problems and grievances. You know my cousin, who is also a devout Christian like you, had stomach cancer, and it was at the end stage. His wife, who is also a Christian, was so depressed about his terminal illness that she committed suicide. When I went to her funeral, it pained me to see my cousin's grief-struck face. He also felt that his prayers were no longer answered. I told him to recite the auspicious phrases, and he agreed. Shortly after, he began reciting the phrases. His stomach cancer disappeared. It has been 4 years now, and he remains cancer-free. This is the true testament of Dafa's power. So many people have benefited from reciting the phrases. Aunt Hugh, I don't intend to change your faith. I just can't bear to see you suffer. And I sincerely hope that you can come out of the tribulation and get well soon. After listening to my kind words, Aunt Hugh relaxed her eyebrows and smiled, expressing her gratitude and trust in me, and she said she would sincerely recite the auspicious phrases. Part 3. Gratitude from the bottom of her heart. As soon as Master's new article, How Humankind Came to Be, was published in January 2023, my wife delivered it to Aunt Hugh right away. I learned that her condition improved a great deal, and she was very grateful. I was very relieved to hear that. We told her that it was the first time that Falun Dafa's master had ever written such a serious article for all of humankind. Nowadays, humans are morally depraved, and natural and man-made disasters abound. The pandemic is here to weed out CCP members and those who ascribe to the communist doctrine. We urged her to read it carefully and that she might be inspired by it. A few days ago, she came to visit me in person with a big smile on her face. As soon as she entered the door, her first words were, "It's amazing. It's really effective. Falun Dafa is really effective." She said, "Ever since your visit and after your kind remarks, I have been reciting Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, nonstop. My insomnia went away first. Then the pain in my legs and shoulders subsided. I'm able to walk and cook again. The improvement in my body happens on a daily basis. I also felt better and not so depressed. What's most amazing is that my sister has made less vicious calls. Her demands are less, and her tone of voice is much more relaxed. During the new year, I called her to apologize again. I said that I would do my best to compensate her. Her response was, "What compensation? You don't need to make up for anything. I have my pension, my children are successful, and I do not lack money. I was just talking in a fit of anger, that's all." This big tribulation just passed without me knowing it. My sons and daughters-in-law also believed me and understood me. My family conflicts have subsided. Falun Dafa is so effective. It's amazing. That article, How Humankind Came to Be, is simply the gospel of God. It's so well written, and every sentence is a heavenly secret. I'm reading it over and over again these days, and the more I read it, the more I love it. In fact, since you have practiced Falun Dafa, I have witnessed the changes in your words and deeds. Several people in our village who took up Falun Dafa also underwent a complete transformation and became better people. Compared to them, those in my church did so poorly, fighting for personal gain after my mother-in-law passed away. I have long felt that this practice of yours is good. And now, through this huge tribulation of mine, I have personally experienced the wonder of Falun Dafa. Master Li Hongzhi may be the true one that Jesus said will return at the end to judge mankind, she said.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Removing Habitual Negative Thinking by a Falun Dafa practitioner in France. The article was published on the Mingwe website on June 22, 2023. I always considered myself to be optimistic and positive without holding any negative thoughts. But over the past few days, my husband has repeatedly pointed out that I always see the negative side of things first. I believe Master was using my husband to point out my problem, that negative thoughts had become a part of my life and I did not even notice it. These negative thoughts manifested around very small things. For example, my husband and I were in the living room one weekend. I looked out the window where the morning sun was shining on the trees in the backyard. I blurted out, "These branches are getting bushy and need to be trimmed, or they'll take up too much space." My husband said, "Why do you always see the bad things first?" I argued, "It's not a bad thing. I'm just stating a fact." He ignored me and continued his reading. One day last week, I planted melon and tomato seedlings in the vegetable garden. On Monday morning, as my husband was weeding the garden, I walked over to check the seedlings. Seeing that he had protected one seedling with a funnel-type plastic cover, the following words slipped out of my mouth. "Ugh, even this one was eaten by bugs." I didn't expect him to respond with, "Why do you always point out the bad things first?" He explained, "Your first reaction is to see the negative instead of thinking that your husband did the right thing by protecting the seedlings." This felt like a knock on my head. I replied, "You're right. I didn't even acknowledge that. I should correct it. It's true that the first thing I saw was the green protective cover, but the words that reflected in my mind were that the leaves had been eaten by bugs." My husband continued, "The outcome already exists, so what is the point of you talking about it? It remains to be seen how you go about solving the problem. See, you planted the seedling, but you didn't even bother to care for them." I wanted to rebut him by saying, "I'm the one who worked so hard to plant all the seedlings, and you're blaming me?" But I held my tongue. I realized he was right, and it was partially my fault. I took a moment to reflect on myself afterward and realized that I had unintentionally allowed my negative thoughts to take over. I always picked on my husband. "You bought so many things and put them everywhere, leaving us less and less living space." Although I was tolerant on the surface, I was complaining in my heart. I realized that I behaved the same way in my job and on Dafa projects. Whenever I encountered a problem or difficulty, the first thing that came to mind was the negative outcome and the thought of what's going to happen to me. To put it bluntly, it is selfish to be concerned with one's own gain and loss, without measuring it with the fa, being tolerant of others and considering things from the perspective of others as to why things were not done well. Professional development training in Western society emphasizes how personal communication is handled. When faced with an upset customer or difficult questions, one needs to diffuse it from different positive angles and let the other party feel one's positive attitude and enthusiasm, regardless from beginning to end, which is key to a successful negotiation, sale, or trade. These two small incidents helped me realize that as a DAFA practitioner who is tasked with assisting master in the FA rectification, I should always have a positive mentality and attitude and keep removing the negative thoughts that I have grown accustomed to.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.